95.7 The Rocket, Lafayette's classic rock. Good afternoon, it's Rob Creighton. We have Mayor Tony Rozwarski, Mayor of Lafayette, with us today. And this is the green edition of Drive Home with the Mayor, right, Mayor
That's
Tony?
Right. Yeah, thanks, Rob.
So we've been working on in the city some big environmental stuff lately, right?
Yeah, well, you know, last week we had the demonstration of the electric cars here in town, and it just went really well. We had a lot of people come from the community, and we got to drive the vehicles and actually, you know, get in them and use them and see how they'd work, and it went really, really well.
Now, what did you drive one for
a while? Yeah,
what did you think of it?
You know, I got in one of the trucks and drove the trucks, and you know, it drove fine. It had enough pep to it, and it handled well. And you know, we really see some applications in the city with our meter readers and some things maybe in the parks and in our information technology departments, where people kind of drive short distances and then work and then drive short distances. And so, you know, we've seen some good application. But one of the really neat things, too, is, you know, it's kind of the word got out, and I got a notice that Purdue's going to do a demonstration on some electric vehicles now in a couple weeks. And I got an email that a company in Anderson is working on some electric vehicle technology. And maybe there was an article even in the paper about up in Elkhart, there's some possible economic development. So we kind of get, you know, getting the ball rolling, and that's a good thing for our community. So, yeah, we see some applications, reduce our reliance on foreign oil, do the right thing for the environment, save some money. And so, you know, we're excited that we've taken another step in that direction.
I'm sure anything that saves money is gonna with your constituents and the voters here are gonna go, oh, I want to hear more about that.
Yeah, you know, and it will on gas and oil and maintenance. You know, it's a big deal. And also, you know, we've kind of moved in the, as you said, this is the green edition, into doing the right things for our environment with recycling. Our recycling programs are going well, but I do need, as I've said, everybody in Lafayette to recycle. The recyclables that we take to the landfill, we do not pay to dump. Mm-hmm. And so all that money that we would have been paying is saved and helps keep our sanitation on good financial footing, and also, you know, allows them to do all the extra things that we pick up. And we started a new project this year, too, with the grass and going to people, not putting that in plastic bags, and particularly not putting that in their toter, because we've calculated it. We pay thousands of dollars a summer in tipping fees to dump a biodegradable product into a landfill. So we've asked people not to put it in their toter, put it out by the curb, or preferably to put it in biodegradable bags, because that really allows us to be efficient picking it up, save money. We put it with our brush. We do mulch at the end of the year that we give back free to any citizen in Lafayette that would want it. So we can actually save the environment and save tax dollars all at the same time. And so we're really pushing those initiatives in our community.
And the biodegradable bags kind of thing, that would be what, like paper bags?
Yeah, they're paper bags, and they sell them at Kroger and Walmart, and I think they have them now out at Home Depot. More and more places are starting to carry them. People see that, you know, this is the wave of the future to save the environment. Plus, we don't have to cut them open, try to get rid of the plastic. It slows our guys down. And, you know, you have to think about, we pick up about 25,000, we got about 25,000 houses a week to pick up the trash, the recycling, if you've got leaves, limbs, your metals. And so if we can speed that up the way we do it and the way we have to get rid of it, then we save money and time, and we don't have to try to hire additional employees, which saves tax dollars because we're more efficient with the employees that we have. And so, again, it's really a win-win. It's a win-win for taxpayers. It's a win-win for the environment.
Very cool. Mayor Tony, anything else you want to let people know about this month?
No, if we can get that taken care of, that'd be great. That'd be great, Rob.
You have a great month, and we'll check in with you next month.
All right, thanks, Rob.
We've got another nonstop rock block coming up. It's 95.7 The Rocket.